So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
The first time I walked around San Antonio's downtown was the holiday season in 2015. I was working my way out of a job, recently divorced, and it didn't help that I was spending that Christmas in a hotel. I was walking around with my parents, and my mom's husband suggested, "How about you get one of those jobs in one of those big tall buildings that makes up the San Antonio skyline?" You know, it felt rhetorical. Those jobs were for people that had their shit together, that had done better in school, that had made higher grades, that didn't move to town with an air mattress in their apartment. Those jobs were for people not like me. I appreciate the suggestion, Mike, but that door closed before I even made it to town. You know, I knew this divorce was coming, and I wanted to be that good guy in Fort Worth, where we were living at the time. I told you I was working my way out of a job, and so whenever I filed for divorce in October, I gave my boss the unheard of 2 months notice, which is equal parts courteous and painful. You know, he quit taking the work that kept me busy, and by the time Christmas was coming around, there wasn't much left for me to go back to that holiday season. I was begging San Antonio for a job. I was emotionally, spiritually, and financially broke, and they wouldn't listen. And it was tough. I finally got that one interview, and I was sitting down, and things were going well, and I wanted to be honest with them. They said, "What brings you to town? Why are you moving from Fort Worth?" And, you know, telling them you're walking through a divorce and a custody dispute was not the best selling point. I was a gamble, and I didn't have a whole lot of experience underneath my belt, and I just wasn't getting that job. I applied everywhere, and I finally got the first job that would take me. I had one week to be there. So I told my boss, and I spent my last dollar on one of those micro hotels. I put everything in my car, and I drove to town the Sunday night before I started work on Monday, and I gave him my booking slip, and I had a room for next week. And it's funny today, but in that moment, the best I could do was sit in that lobby and cry about it. I didn't know what else to do, and it was all it took for me to get to San Antonio. And to be fair, that moment was a blur, and I don't know how I got a room that night. I might have called my mom, I don't know. But I showed up to work that next day on Monday with one of the three shirts that was in my car that night. And a paycheck came in, and I got the first apartment that would take me. And my son and I spent our first week together on an air mattress eating TV dinners. I'm crying. It's different today. And things got better. And now with 4 years and a little bit of perspective, I can see that I was blessed in those moments. I was blessed because I may have spent that Christmas in a hotel room, but I did it with family. I may have been blessed because even though I might have been on academic suspension, I graduated. I finally got that job here in San Antonio, and I had a work ethic to put me forward. It may not have been the job I wanted when I got here, but it was what I was asking for. And had you asked me at the time if I would have been blessed, I would have told you no. I'll be happy once I get that job. I'll be happy once I can close the door on the parts of my past that I think are failures. I'll be happy once I feel like I have my shit together. But that was flawed thinking. I realized that I would get to be happy once I was happy with, or I would get to, I would be blessed once I had the thing, or once I was happy for the things that I had. And I finally started feeling like I fit in San Antonio once I did that. And the irony was once I got okay with not having those extra things, that being happy with the things that I had, I started getting some of it. Nowadays, I had an opportunity to, I've got my safety blanket, but I'm not using it. Things have changed quite a bit in the last 4 years. Nowadays, I get an opportunity to give Black some of those blessings. The last couple years, my mentor and I have passed out food to the homeless people or just the people that want food there in downtown. And we get an opportunity to start that by making sandwiches and debating if Miracle Whip is the same as mayonnaise. And we go on to brew the coffee. And we do it in one of those kitchens in one of those office buildings that I never thought I'd get to be in. And I had an opportunity to find out that people in those rooms or in those offices are both courteous, kind, respectful, and out to change the world, giving people like me more than a second chance to change the world too. And so we do it. We walk around the streets of downtown, taking roughly the same path I took 4 years ago. But this time my perspective, the blessing, I'm focused on the people in front of me and how I can help them instead of the people above me thinking I don't belong. And I was amazed whenever we went out the first time. It took us almost 45 minutes to find the first person that would accept our food. I didn't think it fit. I think he and I both thought that people were going to be so gracious with it, and they were extremely gracious. In fact, they told us, we don't want food we just ate. Make sure other people get it. And they didn't want the coffee that night because it was going to make it hard to go to sleep. And then last year, we got to bring my son with us, and we went up to a particular homeless man, and excited by the gesture, wanted to pay that back to us and give us all the money in his pocket. It was a nickel. It was 5 cents, but it was an invaluable gesture. We still have that nickel in my house today. This year, I wanted to take it a step further. One of the things I get to do nowadays, I didn't know I could grow a beard, but I can, is I get to go and get my beard trimmed and my hair cut in downtown. And it's a luxury for sure, but one that affords a dignity and a cleansing I didn't think I was going to get in life. And as I left the beard trimmer, I thought, maybe I can give that away to someone else. And so I called one of the local organizations here in San Antonio and asked if there was a man like me who could use a haircut, a new set of clothes, and a shave. And so they put me in touch with him, and last week I was able to go spend my Thursday afternoon with a man, picked him up from the organization, we parked in my building, got the food truck food, and went and sat in Travis Park and talked, eating a meal together. And I asked him if he would change anything about his life, and beautifully he said he wouldn't. And he walked me through a day in his life. He wakes up, prays, does his best to make things better, and is kind to people along the way. It was a great reminder that being blessed has nothing to do with how much you have. And so I took him to my barber, and he walked out, and the words he told me was, I feel new. And it sounded like we were sharing in some of that dignity that I'd hope we get to. And Tommy Gonzalez is that barber. He's not here tonight, but go to him. And we went from there, from the barber shop, to where I go get my clothes. And it was important to me that he gets, not secondhand, but what I would get myself. And we went to my barber, and we went to the same clothing place, Kohl's, where we get clothes. And I picked out my first flannel shirt, because that's what he got himself. And we got to have that moment, too, and the time and the highway that it took to drive there. And we ended our afternoon together by going to the Starbucks in my neighborhood in Woodlawn and sharing a quiet evening, talking about the things that put us in the same moment at the same time. He thanked me for the things that I got him, but I owed him a thanks too for reminding me of that perspective, that being blessed is about caring for the things that you have. I told you I've had a chance to share that with my son, and it's a lesson that we can get. This isn't a new message. Being blessed has been resonated in churches, synagogues, mosques, and the rooms of recovery. I've had an opportunity for people to show that to me instead of just tell it to me. And I'm confident if you're sitting in a place like this on a Tuesday night, you too can be blessed by giving a bit of that away to someone else. So thank y'all for letting me share my story.